Well, the problem basically is in relation to capacity. When it was refurbished last, it's not able to cater for the numbers of visitors that are coming here at the moment. Mm-hmm. This was first brought to my attention by a bus operator. He referred to the odour that was coming from it, but I know now that a tanker has to go there on a very regular basis. Mm-hmm. And this is something that is unsightly, and we wouldn't like to see it continue.
And obviously when tourists will go down to such a beautiful, you know, tourist attraction, to even get odours like that would be very off-putting. It wouldn't be great for the amenity.
Well, sure, it's one of our best tourist attractions in the county. And naturally, we don't want anything like this to take away from the scenic area and the attraction that it's providing for so many visitors.
Is the treatment plant there? It's due for an upgrade. Is that likely to happen? Is it on any scheme that might happen in the next couple of years?
They didn't give me a time frame on it, but they said some works will be undertaken quite shortly. Mm-hmm. And hopefully that will be maybe later on this year.
Mm-hmm. But the main thing for the council, I suppose, would be ensure that it's emptied quite regularly, especially I'd say over the summer months.
It's very important at this time of the year that it is emptied on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. And not have any seepage. It's on the verge of the lake, along with the waterfall attraction. So the sooner the better.